The battle for the Endlessquo, Pay and Squo, suffix between BharatPay and PhonePay has intensified, with the former now filing a fresh petition in the Delhi High Court to cancel the trademark registrations held by PhonePay and NBSP. Resilient Innovations Private Limited, the parent company which owns Delhi-based financial services platform, BharatPay, on Thursday filed 6 cancellation actions against multiple registrations held by PhonePay Private Limited for the Endlessquo, Pay and Squo device mark in Devanagari script before the Intellectual Property Division of the Delhi High Court and NBSP. BharatPay was represented by the legal firm Simon San, attorneys at law. This comes just days after PhonePay withdrew its injunction plea with the Bombay High Court against BharatPay and Squo's usage of the Endlessquo, Pay and Squo suffix for its newly launched Endlessquo, Buy Now Pay Later and Squo offering, PSP, and NBSP. Mint reported on October 24 that PhonePay was looking to go on full trial and file a fresh case with the Bombay High Court against BharatPay this week. And NBSP. Endlessquo, purity of the trademarks register is in the larger interest of the public at large. By taking on a trademark for the Endlessquo, Pay and Squo device mark in Devanagari script in classes relating to payment services in a country like India, where Hindi is the primary language of the masses, PhonePay has acted against the larger public interest. Resilient, BharatPay, is committed to undoing this, and Squo, said a BharatPay spokesperson related to the legal action on Thursday. And NBSP. Both firms have been arguing over the use of Endlessquo, Pay and Squo, since 2018, even before the lawsuits. Endlessquo, PhonePay has been asserting its registration for the Endlessquo, Pay and Squo device mark in Devanagari script as being equivalent to the English word Endlessquo, Pay and Squo. Endlessquo, Pay and Squo semicolon. This was the same position taken by PhonePay in a recent case filed by it before the Bombay High Court against Resilient and Squo's use of the mark Endlessquo, PSP and Squo, which stands withdrawn at present. Even though both the Delhi High Court and the Bombay High Court have prima facie found PhonePay and Squo's assertion to be incorrect, Resilient has filed these cancellation actions so as to provide a level playing field to all stakeholders once and for all, and Squo, added a BharatPay spokesperson. And NBSP. PhonePay did not respond to Mint and Squo's queries on the matter until press time. And NBSP. Earlier in June, PhonePay withdrew its injunction plea with the Delhi High Court and proceeded with a full trial against BharatPay that very month on the use of Endlessquo, Pay and Squo, in the latter and Squo's brand name and marketing channels. The next hearing in the Delhi High Court is expected to be around December, Mint reported on Sunday citing sources. And NBSP. Endlessquo, in order to protect such bona fide players in the market, Resilient decided to nip the issue at the bud by filing these cancellation actions. It is desirable to promote healthy competition in this space, and not merely look at personal gains, which has become the second nature of companies like PhonePay. We hope that PhonePay will at least now get a reality check and put an end to its ill-conceived and ill-motivated agenda in the Indian market, and Squo, added the BharatPay spokesperson. And NBSP,